Men daf chof ches amet aleph, the Mishnah. Zat the Mishnah, chomet shel nochi, she'ovar olav ha-Pesach, muter bahano. A chomet of a akum that was over olav ha-Pesach, so one is permitted to have hano from the chomet. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah says, Bemisin, it's muter bahachila also. It's not only muter bahano, but he didn't want to go into the heter achila because paspalter is totally in minhagim. Other places they're machmer and they don't eat it. Other places they're not machmer. So therefore he didn't want to speak about heter achila or iser achila because that is dependent in other tanoim. But al koponim it is mutar bahano. Bishal Yisrael also bahano. But chomet shal Yisrael sha'over olav ha-Pesach is also bahano. Shenemar, the Mishnah brings a posik, lo yiro lecho sa'er. Mishum shenemar lo yiro lecho zot Rashi, bigmorim meforish lo, mishum knosa. That this is not from the posik we have a limu that it's also bahano, but since the Torah says lo yiro, and he was over on bal yiro, dober alei mishum bal yiro, so therefore they constant him, and therefore it's also bahano. But that is the maskonas ha-gemore, the vow the gemore did not know as yet pshat in the Mishnah. Zok the gemore, moni masnisin, loy rabbi Yehude, veloy rabbi Shimon, veloy rabbi Yosi ha-glili. Mahi, what is this machlokes? The sanya, we learned in a baraisa, chometz bein lifnei zmanoi, Bein la'achas manai oiver olov belav. This is Rabbi Yehuda, that is a lav, an achilas chomet, an anoas chomet, bein lifneiz manai, that means mishesho iso lomai lo'ad shetechshach, and bein la'achas manai, that means chomet she'ovar olva pesach, if a person eats the chomet, he's oiver alav. Toichs manai, if he eats chomet in pesach, oiver olov belav, Bekoris divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah cannot go because the Mishnah differentiates between Chomet Shel Nochi and Chomet Shel Yisrael. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no mokim to differentiate. It's Chomet Shel over all of our Pesach, just like Chomet Shel Akum in Pesach. Before Pesach is also Ba'achile Ba'no, so who are then after Pesach also? So the Mishnah cannot go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Let us see Rashi. Bein lifnei zmanoi, mishei shois ad shetechshach. La'achar zmanoi, mishe'ovar ha-Pesach, oiver olov belav. Ve'im ochloi, einoi onish koris, ulekamen meforish lelav, what the lav is, where do we have such a lav? Toich zmanoi, b'moyid, yontev, tzizchayv olov koris. Rav Shimon Oimer, Chometz lifnei zmanoi, ula'ach zmanoi, eina eiva olov, beloi klum. Rav Shimon holds, there's no love, lifnei zmanoi, ula'ach zmanoi. Toich zmanoi, eiva olov, bekores ubelav. And then the Baraisa continues, umisho she'osor ba'achile, osor ba'hanot. That we have in this baraisa that when it is also ba'achile, also ba'ano, and the Gemara says, oson letana kamen. This maimer ha-muzgar, that the iser ha-no starts when the iser achile starts, this is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, chometz mishei shois ulomailo is also ba'achile u-ba'ano. Let us see Rashi, umisho she'osor ba'achila, haynu mishesh shois ulamaylo. Da'amoron, we said before, lifnei zmanoi belav. So there's a lav on the achila, so just like there's a lav on the achila, it is also bahano also. Vaho milse Rabbi Yehuda kamalo. This is a hemshech of Rabbi Yehuda. Kedemeforish begmore. Ason l'tane kama. This is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. We'll see in Taisvis why this maimer is not applicable according to Rabbi Shimon. Let us just go a little further. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oimer Tma Al Atzmecho Haye Chometz Osor Ba'ano Kol Shiva. That Rabbi Yosi Aglili is Chaylik on all of them, and he holds that Chometz and Pesach is also Mutter Ba'ano. Tma Al Atzmecho Dafilu B'Soich HaMoyit Komar De Mutter Ba'ano V'Kometame Ahani Da Asri. Those who Asad Ba'ano Some Emele Tmal Atzmecha. Let us see Tosfos. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Chometz lifnei zmanoi ula'acha zmanoi einei oiva olov b'loi klum. There's no iser chometz lifnei zmanoi. So, looking at the Gemara, Pashtis, Vais Tosfos, Muta b'achila, Muta b'hano. So Tosfos says, no, we cannot learn the Gemara kepshuta. Nire, b'la Rabbi Shimon, Nehei dein oiver olov bela, the chometz lifnei zmanoi, even though there's no lav, there's no posik that says, there's no iser lav that tells us you're not allowed to eat chometz before Pesach. Moiduhu da osar ba'achile mishesh shois ulamailo. Afal pikein, he's moidu that it's osar ba'achile minatoya. Now, first, Tosfos brings a raya to this yesod, midomrinen beperikame, and this is a maimer of Rab Shimon, ein sorfim truma tohoira im hatmeya. That erev Pesach b'shoshishis, Rab Shimon holds that you're not allowed to burn truma tohoira together with truma tmeya. Obo mashme, Olevado serfen b'sheish, but azunder, there was a shakla v'tarya, if you're permitted to be metame trume, that's heilach le'ibud, it won't be eaten side by side, so Rab Shimon holds it is also. But v'aistachois, you burn the trume. Olevado serfen b'sheish. V'imu teres lechel, if, according to Rab Shimon, you're allowed to eat chometz, till Atsha Techshach, there's no Issa whatsoever, like the Pashas Haloshan, ain't no Iva Olov Beloi Klum, Yoichleno Ad Halayla. So why shouldn't you eat the Trumah? You're mafsid the Trumah. There's a mitzvah of Achilas Trumah, so why don't you eat the Trumah? So Kaponim Bot Epis Ois Gewissen, that it is also to eat the Trumah. But Oid in another Raya, Tosfos wants to prove that according to Rab Shimon, it's also ba'achila min ha-toyre. The Komar, the Baraisa says, Misho she'oso ba'achila oso ba'no, ason le'tane kame. That when the Isar achila starts, the Isar hano starts. Michlal, so they say the kasha, this can also go according to Rab Shimon. According to the Tanakama, the Isachila starts before Pesach, so the Isarano is also before Pesach. According to Rab Shimon, the Isarachila starts in Pesach, so the Isarano also starts in Pesach. Why is this Maimer Masim only according to the Tanakama? Mechlal, the Rab Shimon, Osir Ba'achila, Afal Pisha, Einoi Osir Ba'ano. Why is this according to Rab Shimon? This is man when it's Osir Ba'achila, even though it's not Osir Ba'ano. Tahainu achashesh. He says, "Mishesh shoyis olamaylo." It is also min atoyre ba'achile, and it is not also bahano. Now the shaila is, where do we derive an iser diaraisa an achila? V'nire denafkelei mitashbisu. The Torah said tashbisu umeach cholak. The Gemara darshins that. Ach b'yoyim arishin tashbisu, that the mitzvah tashbisu is chal be'emtza hayoyim. So there's a mitzvah of tashbisu. U'mashma tashbisu, so the mashmois of tashbisu is, it should be destroyed. Sheloi kiderech hano dahaynu achila. If tashbisu, the loshen of tashbisu is, it should be destroyed. So if a person would be permitted to eat it, so that is not tashbisu. The mashmois of tashbisu is that we should get rid of it in a destructive oifen. Avulahasikoi tachas tavshiloi. But what if you take chometz, you take bread, which is oimed lachila, and you're using it for fuel. Lasika itachas tavshiloi, muta l'Rab Shimon. That'll be muta according to Rab Shimon, because I'm taka destroying the bread. This is not, I'm not using the bread. Bread is not normally oimed for fuel. So memele, so I'm mikaim tashbisu by burning it. I am deriving benefit from it. I'm permitted to derive benefit. Because it's not osa bahano. So from tashbisu we learn that it has to be destroyed, and from here we learn out an isar achila. It seems there are two oifanim how to explain this halacha. There's one oifan that when a person eats chametz, he's mevatel the mitzvah of tashbisu. That means there's a mitzvah of destroying it, and when he eats it, he's not doing the mitzvah. So it's a bittel ha-mitzvah. That's why it is us. It's us or else a bittel ha-mitzvah. The Rabbeinu David says, with this he's miyashiv the loshen of Rab Shimon. Like the loshen of Rab Shimon is very shver. He's not over, according to Tosfos, it's not true. You're not allowed to eat it. What? Ain't over beloy klum. So the Rabbeinu David says there's no difference if he eats it or if he's not mashbis it. He's doing the same thing. There's no special din. There's a mitzvah of tashbisu. So by eating it, he's not mekayim tashbisu. And by not doing anything, he's also not mekayim tashbisu. So there's no special issur of eating. It's not eating more than, you have to be mekayim tashbisu. So that's how he's mevaya the loshen ein oil the olo beloy klum. There's no special issur. It's only a bittel mitzvah of tashbisu. And others seem to learn that Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says it's an issur asay. That means it's alav abo mechlal asay. The Torah says destroy it and not eat it. But eating it is a hepech of destroying it. Now before we go further in Tosfos, let us see for 1 minute the Baal HaMoir in the first peirik. That is Bedafei Harif, Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, let us see the Baal HaMoir, just a few shuras in the Baal HaMoir. V'ho da Omar Rav Gidol Omar Rav, ha-mekadish mi-sheish shoyis ulamaylo, afilu b'chitei kudenayse, ein choyshishin l'kdusha. That if a person is mekadish an isha mi-sheish shoyis ulamaylo, so you're not chayish l'kdusha, because chometz is then also bahano. Zokter Baal HaMoir, af al pi she kosfa harif zal, even though the rif brings this down la loche, loy nire lono lismech olay, but la loche, we can't paskin like this. The rav le taimei. Rav that said this aloha, marav gidol amarav, the svir like Rav Yehuda. He paskins like Rav Yehuda, doma chomitz, mishe, shoyis, lomailo, oive, olov, minatoyrem. That means mishe, shoyis, lomailo, fun shoshviyiz, Zasa bachila banda minatoyrem. Vachachomim osa lotziok shoshishis midivreyem. That shoshishis it's osa bachila banda midarabonon. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Ela ke Rabbi Shimon. We paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Da omo bein lifnei zmanoi. Be'ein la'acha zmanoi. Eine oiva olov bevelay klum. You're not over anything. So if you're not over anything, kilka choshishin likdushin. So if not even anything, so it's muta bachila, it's muta bahano. So if a person's makadosh an isha with chometz, it's zicha chayish l'kedushin, it's zicha mekodeshes. Miu. So now the Baal HaMoir continues. Aval gav the svir le Rab Shimon, eine oive olav bevoloi klum. So it means you're allowed to eat it. V'loi matzino shecholak Rab Shimon al medrash ach b'yoyim harishin tashbisu sa'il mibateichem. But the Gemara says that there's a mitzvah to destroy chometz. Acholak, that means from chatzois, there's a mitzvah to destroy chometz. In name der Stiv le sich hat al khomet dam zibkhi le sich hat es a peisach va dein khomet kai. So my mailer Rab Shimon is also moide, you're not allowed to have chomets in your possession after chatzoy. You have to destroy the chomets. Ve'i ochele meichel. But if a person will eat chomets, mishay shoyis alamaylo, at ha'erev, ein oiva bachilosei. But if he eats it, he's not over anything by eating it. She'ein lecha hashbosa g'dayla mizu. He's destroying it. He's getting rid of the chomets. So memele, so me'ikar adin min ha'teire, you're allowed to eat it. Aval lechatchile ein loy l'shahoysoy mishenichnas shashishis. Saibazoy, if you're allowed to eat it, so memele, you should be eating it from... You should be eating it. Mishenichnas shoshishis. The kaima olei mitzvah tashbisu mitchilas shoshviyis. That means that the rabbonon made a halchoke and shoshishis. Because minatoire shoshviyis, you have to start getting rid of it. And therefore they said that for shoshishis you should start getting rid of it. Midrchsiv acholak. That means the Torah says that the mitzvah tashbisa is from the beginning of shoshviyis. V'chachomim also los yok shoshishis midavrayim shaloi lahashoisai. That he should get rid of it right away. V'loi sharin olei lechatchile lemeichel. We weren't mata lechatchile to eat it. V'loi lohonis boy. Lechatchile, he's not permitted to eat it and not permitted to have hanah from it. Why? Because if he might eat it, he might be mashe. And then there's an issa, that is an issa min ha-teire to be mashe. That means if he'll be permitted to eat it, so he'll have a whole suda of chomet. He'll be taking his time to eat it. So memele, so on that chomet, he's oiva an tashbisu. The Magen Avraham says, you're oiva b'chol rega v'rega. So memele, so lachatchila, we said he's not allowed to eat it. He's not allowed to have an offerment. He should be oisik an hashbosa. Avalim oval v'kidesh, but if he was mekadesh with it, choshesh in l'kedushin, afilu b'shoshviyis, ushminis, that means even though there's a mitzvah of hashbosa, but it has a shavyis, you're allowed to eat, me'ikar adin, it's only adin l'chatchile, l'chatchile one shouldn't eat it. But be'etzim et muta b'achila b'hano, me'ikar adin. V'choshkein b'shoshishis. And the shoshish is about the gewissens mutter b'achila, because the whole chiyuv then is only midarabot. This is the shitas balamoyer. So the balamoyer is chaylik on taisvis. The bal, and he learns kipshutai, that ain't oiva olav b'loi klum, there's no iso whatsoever. Ain't lecha hashbosa g'doylo mizu. Just let us see the melchames for 1 minute. So the melchames says, omar hakaisiv, ain't zu nochein. Is chaylik on the balamer she'ein lecha b'teire davar she'tzorich hashbosa u'muter ba'achile. Takel, that's tiridik. If you have to destroy it, so you can't say you're permitted to eat it. V'kach omre b'gmore, d'kula alma mi'eschomitz mi'sheish shoyis u'lamaylo osor mi'diraise. What does osor mi'diraise mean? Le'omru tzorich bio mi'diraise. The Gemara did not say we need beer midaraisa. The Gemara says l'kula alma chometz misheisho samayla osa midaraisa. And the Gemara says, how do you know it's osa midaraisa? You learn that from achbiyem merishin tashbisu. Le'omra tzorich beer midaraisa. The Gemara says it's osa minatayre. Lefi sheyesh bechlal hashbosa shebetayre iser achile. Because if there's a chiyav hashbosa, automatically there's an iser achila. L'Rab Shimon or L'Rab Meir, echad iser achila ve'echad mitzvahs bir mehoche nafki. If we learn out from over here that there's a chiyav bir, automatically we learn out there's an iser achila. Umishoshu osa ba'achila min ha'teira osa ba'anoa v'afilu l'rab Shimon. Mi yulav mi deraisa. The Isra ha'anoa is not min ha'teira. Bloikoi ilave ela b'mitzvah hashbosa. The whole Isser Achille is because it's a mitzvah to destroy it. Like, see, by loy soichel, by loy soichlu, ke besoich zmanoi, elo mid rabbonon, gzeire shema yishe, by loy yevaya. V'yoicha. Okay, let us go back now to Taisvis. So it seems the Ramban holds like Shitas HaTaisvis. The Baal HaMoir is chaylik on Taisvis. We have to know what the Baal HaMoir did with the kasha of Taisvis. Taisvis brought a raya that according to Rav Shimon, you burn truma, ain't serve and truma toirem, and it's mea mashma olavada serve and bishes. You muteres lechel, if it's muta bachile, yechleno ad halaylo. This is a kasha on the Baal HaMoir. Even though the Baal HaMoir says lechatchile, you're not allowed to eat it. Just wondering if that is sufficient to emphasize this kasha, that, you have a mitzvah, the reise of achilas truma, of mishmeres trumoisai, maybe hamidu devreim, they said, al tadin lachatchile, maybe that's also sufficient, that lachatchile not allowed to eat it, because, so could be, it's also considered eini roi lachila, but that's a big chiddush. I thought, perhaps, could be b'derech efsher. There's a din by achilas kochim that it has to be eaten lemoshcha ulegdula. That means it has to be eaten. Taisa says that if a person will eat raw meat of kochim, so it won't be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas kochim. It has to be eaten bekaved dekoyven, a malchus dekoyven. That it has to be spicy, and you have to eat it bekovedik. That is the mitzvah of achilas kochim. The Netziv says in the Haggadah that achilas truma is also the same thing. There's a din lemoshcha; it has to be eaten. The Gemara later in Pesachim calls it an avoide achilas truma. It's an avoide begvulen, but it's an avoide. It could be that if the whole reason I'm eating it is because I'm destroying it, that's the whole heta, ein lecha hashbosa gedoyla mizu. So it could be if the whole heta achila is because I'm destroying it, that you're not making the mitzvah of achilas truma. The mitzvah of achilas truma fakert, it has to be eaten lemoshcha, legdula. If the heta, if there's a mitzvah hashbosa, I have to destroy it. No, I can destroy it, Ayidei Achila, could be that is not called a kiyum of mitzvahs Achila's truma. So if it's not considered a kiyum of Achila's truma, so then you can burn it already, because a filumina teira, you won't be mekayim mitzvahs Achila. That is not called a bekovedik Achila. They say over psamaisa, at once, the Erse Meach, verheard the Psakles of Bochrem. He asked, the Gemara says in Kedushin that, if a mother and a father ask a child to Hashkeni Mayim, the mother says Hashkeni Mayim, the father says Hashkeni Mayim. So which one do you give first? So the Gemara says you give the father, Ata Vimech Mechiyovim Bekvoid Avicha. So the Sameach asked the Bochem, he says, I think you should give the mother first. Why? Because the mother is a Vadai. And the father is the Chasofik, a Roiv Bilei Sacher Abal. But the mother is a Vadai. So Fakertso, so you should give the mother. She's a Vadai. And Sofik Moitzimi Dei Vadai. Yevachi a Vadai to the mother. The father Meisach Nitzer is a Tate. So maybe you should give to the mother. So there's a bocha that answered. He says, if the whole reason you're giving to the mother is because she's a vadai, ain't lecha bezoyin name godl mizeh. That's why you're giving it to her. That's not kibodim. That's called bezoyin name. So I mean the same thing over here also. If the whole reason I'm allowed to eat the trumim is because I'm destroying it, that is not called a kiyum of achilas truma. Perhaps. Fragt auch Teisvis weiter. Wie im Teima, lama surfen bescheish le Rab Shimon. Fragt auch Teisvis, gut, it's also bachile, but it's mutte bahano. So why do you have to burn everything surfen as a chomet bescheish? Yasikenu ad halaylo ma'at ma'at tachas tavshile. Let him deride, it's mutte bahano. So why do you have to make one big bonfire? Let him use it, keseida, as fuel. Yasikenu ad halayla ma'at ma'at tachas tavshiloi. So here the achoinim ask a kasha, what kind of kasha is this? Yasikenu ma'at ma'at is a mitzvah of tashbisu. We just saw in the Baal HaMoir, the Baal HaMoir says, that's why the asad achile, he shouldn't be shoye, the Magen Avraham says, he's over b'chol rega b'rega. No, Taisus all of a sudden asks a kasha, that he has time, yes, he can do ma'at, ma'at. So the Mil Shmuel says that L'chayre from this Taisus is a raya to the Shitas HaTzlach. The Tzlach says, Amuyim de Kechidish. That just like it says in the Torah, it says that there's a mitzvah mila b'yayim hashmini yimol b'sar olosay. So that means that a person has the whole yayim hashmini to make the mila. If he wants to wait till a minute before the Shkia, so he's not from the Zrizim. Zrizim Magdimim LeMitzvahs, but it's B'yayim HaShmini. So the Tzlach says, that what it says in the Pasuk, Ach B'yayim HaRishon Teshbisu Sarmi Boteichem, you have to see that it has to be Mushbis B'yayim HaRishon. That means you have to make sure before the Shkia you got rid of it. You start from Chatzos, this man starts from Chatzos till Laila. And you have to make sure, B'yayim HaRishon, they should be mashbisit. But Me'iker Adin, you have the whole, he's not over b'chol rega v'rega. The Magen Avraham differentiates between Mila and Hashbasa. Hashbasa, over b'chol rega v'rega, and Mila, taki, the whole din to be mizaris oneself is only also din z'rizim akdimim l'mitzvahs. So the Mil Shmuel wants to say that Tosfos held like the Tzlach. So Mamela Sotaisus had a problem. It's Mutta Bahano, and Meike Radin, you have the whole afternoon to burn it. Is Loma Surfen Beshais L'Rab Shimon, Yasikenu At Halayla Ma'at Ma'at Tachas Tavshiloi. The Yesh Loima, Sotaisus answers, the Gazrinon Shemo Yoichlenu. That he might come to eat it. That means if he'll have the whole afternoon to destroy the chametz, so he might come to eat it, and that's also min ha-Torah. So therefore, they said you have to get rid of it at once. Even though we had a svore who marzer olav l'seirfay meichel ka'ochel minei, Ramei Waldman wanted a time that is dafke if he's going to destroy it, but if he's deriving benefit from it, so memela, so could be he might come to eat it also. So that's why Taisvah says, so mi de rabbonon, you have to go and get rid of it right away. V'chein l'rabi yaisi aglili, de shori chometz lasikai tachas tavshiloi. According to Rabi Yaisi, we also know that chometz is mutter pahano and pesach, is hainu akil b'yachat. Avo ma'at ma'at loy, shemo yoichlenu, he might come to eat it, and mistome isle eula bo'oso, Boit kenes ha-chomets, and Mstama Shittas ha-Taisus was the whole Tchiv Dike Shema Yavi Lachloi. So you can't have chomets in front of you that is also ba-achile. You can't have chomets in front of you that is also ba-achile, and you can, he'll be lying around. Yeah. So according to Taisus, we see that the Taka Taisus never mentioned that the data with the chayish of Shem Yovloch is not also the chaymer of Koris. Because here we see Erev Pesach, the zichon of chaymer of Koris. Afal pikein Taisus holds they were geyser Shem Yovloch lo'ochlein. Zog the Gemara weiter. U'minayin lo'ochel chometz. Now this again is the lashon of Rabbi Yehuda. Minayin la'ichul chometz mishay shoyis ulamaylo shu oivel b'loy sasa. Shenema loy soichul olav chometz divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Let us see Rashi. Leisaychel olav chomet. The pasuk says leisaychel olav chomet. Shivas yamim teichel olav matis. Leisaychel. What's the olav? Leisaychel olav mishash shchite. Dahainu mishesh shoyis ulamaylo. Shechama noite lahariv. That's bein arbaim. So then, when this man, the shah shchite. Shchitas HaPesach, there's an Isser Achila. Leiseichel Olav Chometz. So that is the Mekor of Rabbi Yehuda, that you're not allowed to eat Chometz from Chatzais. Mefer Chatzais. Oma Loi Rab Shimon, V'chi Efshe Loi Makei. How can you say that that's Pshat and Posit? V'loi Kfal Nema Leiseichel Olav Chometz, Shivas Yomim Teichel Olav Matzais. It says right afterwards, Shiva Shem and Teichel Olav Matzis. Im Kain Matamad Loima Leiseichel Olav Chometz. Bishar She Yeshnai Bekum Echel Matze, Yeshnai Bebal Teichel Chometz. Bishar She Einai Bekum Echel Matze, Einai Bebal Teichel Chometz. It will explain the maimer of Rab Shimon a little later. He says, but Rab Shimon says, you can't say that the Pasuk is speaking about Erev Pesach. The Pasuk is speaking about in Pesach. When there's a chiyuv to eat matzah, then there's an iser to eat chometz. And when there's no chiyuv to eat matzah, there's no iser to eat chometz. So memeila, so you can't say there's an iser to eat chometz Erev Pesach. My time the Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara asks, my time the Rabbi Yehuda. And for the Gemara, Tlose Kroi Ksivi. There are three psukim. Lo ye ochel chomet, v'chol machmetzes lo yseichelu, and lo yseichel olav chomet. Chad lifnei zmanai. One pasuk is going on lifnei zmanai. V'chad la'acha zmanai. V'chad l'seich zmanai. So these three lavim are going on three bezunder zmanai. The Rab Shimon chad l'seich zmanai. One is coming on teich zmanai. Now you have, and that's the pasuk l'seichel olav chometz. V'chol machmetzes mi boilei. Now what's the posik? V'chol machmetzes leiseichelu lechdesanya. Ein liyeloshen is chameitz me'elov. Machmas tovaracha minayin. Talmud loimer kol machmetzes leiseichelu. That if it's nischameitz machmas tovaracha. Machmas tovaracha teisbe says that means it was nischameitz al yedei shimre yayin. So how do we know that you're chayiv? So that's why you need this posik, kol machmetzes leiseichel. Tamloima kol machmetzes leiseichelu. Loye ochel chomitz mi boilei. And the other posik, loye ochel chomitz mi boilech desanye. Abyeis yeglili oima, minayin lepesach mitzrayim shen chimutzei noiga liyoy mechot. That by Pesach Mitzrayim, when Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, so there, the whole Israel to eat chometz was only one day. Talmud loyma lo yei ochel chometz, v'somach lei hayoyim atem yoytem. So you learn lo yei ochel chometz hayoyim. So the violet comes out from the Gemara, that Rabbi Yehuda has three psukim. Leiseichel Olav is coming on Lifnei Zmanoi. And then we have two others, Leiyeyochel Chometz, Mistam is going on Bizmanoi. There you learn that it's also Bachila Bano. And then Vechomach Metzis Leiseichelu is going on Chutzlizman. Rab Shimon holds Chomach Metzis Leiseichelu, we need Shenis Chametz Machmas Dovaracha. Lo yeyochel chometz, we need to tell us that Pesach Mitzrayim was also only Yom Echad. So the whole Issa of Chometz in Pesach is the Pasuk of Leisoichel all of Chometz. And that's what he said, Fakerti, Brother Rai says, Shiva Shomim Toichel all of Matzis. So Bishor She Yeshne Bekum Achil Matzah Yeshne Bebal Toichel Chometz. Now let us see Rashi. Chometz ain li elo shenis chametz me'elov. Minayin lepesach mitzrayim, shalai nogu by isa chometz elo yayim echot. Talmud loima laye ochel chometz, vesamach lay hayayim atam yaitzim laye ochel chometz hayayim. That is Rabbi Yehuda. That is Rab Shimon, I'm sorry. Rab Shimon Dasal Yachol Chometz Hayayim, so Mamele only has one Pasuk. Let us see Taisus. Im Kain Ma Talmud Loima Leiseichel Olof. Now, in order to understand Taisus, let us look again at the Lashon of Rab Shimon. This is a member of Rab Shimon. Rab Yehuda said as follows. Uminayin loichul chometz mishei shois ulamailo shu'eva b'loisase, shenema loisoichul olav chometz. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Now before we go further, let me just mention Rav Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, who explains pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. If you look at the Baraisa seems to say two explanations for Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. First, it said, "Iminayin laoichol chometz misheishos l'mashayve b'loisase shenema loisoichol olav chometz." And Rashi explains loisoichol olav mishash shchite dahainu misheishos olamaylo. Later, the Gemara says, "What is my time at the Rabbi Yehuda?" T'losa kroiksivi. There are three psukim. So one comes for lifnei zmanim. We have the two extra psukim. So one is coming for the Ifnei's money, one is coming for the Acha's money. So the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz explains as follows. Be'emison, Rabbi Yehuda has two limudim. Number one, he has two extra psukim. That's number one. So Memela, one is going on Ifnei's money, one is going La'acha's money. Good, so now I know Erev Pesach it is Osir. But when is it Osir Erev Pesach? 2 hours before Nacht. 3 hours before Nacht. So that he brought the Drosha Olof. Olav means b'shash shchitas ha-Pesach. Leiseichel olav chometz, you shouldn't eat chometz b'shash shchitas ha-Pesach. This was Rabbi Yehuda's drosha. First of all, it's an ibrike posik, and then the other, it's coming to be malbe erev Pesach, and then the olav is telling us when in erev Pesach it is also from zman shchitas ha-Pesach. Now, what did Rab Shimon say? Oma loy Rab Shimon, v'chi evshe loy markei, that this pasuk is speaking about erev Pesach. V'aloi kvar nema leiseichel olav chometz shiveh shomim toichel olav matzis. So it seems that it's speaking about in Pesach. Im kein matamud loima leiseichel olav chometz. B'shosh yeshne bekum achel matz, yeshne bebal toichel chometz. B'shosh yeshne bekum achel matz, yeshne bebal toichel chometz. Now let us see Tosfos. Im kein ma Talmud loima loiseichel olav haloshen dochuk. So the Mil Shmuel wants to explain Tosfos as follows. What did Tosfos bother? So Tosfos had a psamirdike kasher that according to Rab Shimon, Rab Yehuda said it's going on Erev Pesach. Fine. He says it's not going on Erev Pesach. It's going on Pesach. Fine. So now, what was Shvertem? Im kein ma Talmud loima leiseichel olav chometz. This is the pasuk that tells me that chometz is osir in Pesach. What's bothered them? It's there. Rav Shimon says it's going. Rav Yehuda says it's going on erev Pesach. Okay, he had three psukim. He only has one pasuk. So the pasuk is going on Pesach. So what's the kasha? Ma Talmud loima leiseichel olav chometz. Okay, this is the pasuk for Pesach. What's bothered them begging the pasuk? That's how the Mil Shmuel learns. That was Shver and Tosfos Haloshen Dochuk. What's that? Matalmud Loimel Leisaychol Olav. Because this is the pasuk for Pesach. The Nira LeRashba the Hachi Perush. ועלוי כבר נאמר סייכל אולוב מצאיס, והיא אולוב הכוכח אכילס פסח קויים. וכי נמי לי סייכל אולוב חומץ קוי נמי השעס אכילס פסח. So the Milshmul wants to say that not the kasha was, why do you need the posik? He didn't need the posik. This is the posik that tells us you're not allowed to eat chomet. In Pesach. No, he had another kasha. Why do you need the olov in the first posik? That means like this. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Leisechel olov, chomet is speaking about Erev Pesach. Finality of Erev Pesach. For when are you not allowed to eat chomet Erev Pesach? Olov, mishashchitas a Pesach. According to Rabbi Shimon, the posik is speaking about Pesach. So now, according to him, the olav means b'shas, just like the Shiva Shemim Teichel, olav matzis means b'shas achilas ha-pesach. So leiseichel olav means b'shas shchitas ha-pesach. So b'shas achilas ha-pesach. Also, the olav of matzah is megale chatting the olav of chometz. So the olav is coming to tell me. The olav is coming to tell me that the Isser starts b'shas achilas ha-pesach. So why do you need the olav for? That was the kasha. That means, my Talmud, the posik you need. The posik you need to tell me the chometz is also b'pesach. But why do you need the olav? That's how the Mil Shmuel learns pshat in my Talmud Loima. Why do you need the olav? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it was very good why he needed the olav. The olav is coming to tell me from when the Issah starts Erev Pesach, Mishah Shchitas HaPesach. But according to Rab Shimon, that the olav is going, the olav of Chometz is dumye to the olav of Matzah, and just like the olav of Matzah is speaking about Mishah Shachilas HaPesach, who are then the olav of Chometz. So why do you need an olav to tell me that? So what is the teretz on this? Im kein ma Talmud. So the kasha was on the olav. Ma Talmud loyma leisechel olav chomitz. So he wants to tell us, b'shor she yeshni b'kum b'chol matzah yeshni b'bal teichel chomitz, b'shor she eini b'kum b'chol matzah eini b'bal teichel chomitz. It's coming to tell us that before Pesach, there's no iser to eat chomitz. That was the teretz of Rab Shimon. V'koshe frektoises amayitzur k'cholo hochi. Why do you need a posik to tell me that before Pesach, I need a drosha to tell me that before Pesach, you're allowed to eat chometz. Meheche teisi sheyehei bebal teichel chometz biyudalit, da kuli koi matzachino lekamon ali bederabshim. So that is pshat in Teisvus kasha. So Teisvus is asking, bishloim according to Rabbi Yehuda, we see Rabbi Yehuda had to have an extra posik. And plus the extra posik needed an olav to tell me when the Isser Chometz starts Erev Pesach. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you only have one posik, Mehechi Teishit should go on Erev Pesach, that you need a miut of olav to tell me it doesn't go on Erev Pesach. So that is Teisvus Kashe and Rab Shimon. Vechad לפני זמנוי. ממתיימה לחזקיה מנולון איסר הנו לפני זמנוי. פקטור טייסס, אקורינג תחזקיה, איסו ידע מחלויקס חזקיה רב הבו, how do you know איסר הנו? אקורינג תו רב הבו, whenever it says לישייכל, it means איסר הנו. So whatever, so לישייכל all of Chometz is going on ערב פסח, so לישייכל means איסר הנו also. But according to חזקיה, you only learn how to Yisar Hano from the Lashon Lo Yeyochel. So, how do you know that Chometz is also Bano Lifnei Pesach? According to Rabbi Yehuda. Taimu Lecheski Menolan Yisar Hano Lifnei Zmani. Deleke Elachad Lo Yeyochel. Bohu Misvore Mekmina Lo Yeletech Zmani. Bohu Meri Kivin Dechad Mahani Kroi Mashmi Yisar Hano Lo Yenechalik Beinei. So Taisvah says, since we see the Isser in Pesach is an Isser that includes Ano, not only an Isser Achila, so who are then the Isser Lifnei Pesach is the same type of an Isser. Memela, loine chalek beinayim. Now the Gemara says, what does Rav Shimon do with the pasuk kol machmetes leisei chaylu? So the he learns out of it, neschametz machmas dover acha. Perish ribo machmas dover acha. The lav minoi. It's not a min chimut. Are you day seur mikri chametz ve? Mishin neschametz me'elav k'tavuchu per kolam enochet. That means if you seur it's tichem called more chametz than if it was neschametz me'elav. So machmas dover acha means not through soyer and not me'elof. There was another thing that brought about him. Eliki goin shen nischametz al yidei shimre yayin shemiyavshin ashmorim betanu kasher oisin be'eret ashkena. Loidomi le'isa shen ilusha b'yayin de'les pekoretz b'yesh bola. So for Kelso, this is the chiddush. That the chimutz came about through Shimre Yayin. That's a chimutz machmas dovaracha. And I would think, just like if a person does not use water, he's lush the ise with yayin and kemach, slumais it's chometz nukshe. There's no kores, there's only a lav. So I would think if the chimutz came about a yidei dover acher, it's also not a chometz gomul. So therefore we have a limud of kol machmetzis leisei chelu, that if the chimutz is machmetz dover acher, that it's also awesome. It's chometz machmetz dover acher. Rabbi Yehuda, let's get back to the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda machmas dover acher minolei. How does Rabbi Yehuda know machmas dover acher? After the Gemara mit da'afkei rachmone beloshin machmetzes. So the Gemara l'cheire means to say as follows, that the etzem lav comes to tell us chometz l'achas manai. Now that was the Torah was mishane beloshin. The Torah did not write chometz, and the Torah wrote machmetzes. So that's coming to Megala, that nischametz machmas dover acher is also. The Derech Efsha, I thought, it's very interesting. We hear a shinui haloshin of machmetzes. So Efsha b'derech Efsha, we could say that the machlokes is as follows. It seems there was a havamine, that nischametz machmas dover acher is not chimutz. There's a certain thing called chometz, fermentation, and there's certain things what's not called chometz. The Gemara says, we see there's such a thing as chometz nukshe, which is not a real chometz. There's a shaila if oires v'doichen can bol is boli de chimutz or boli de silchen. It seems there are certain processes that an Issa goes through. Others have a shame chometz on it, and others don't have a shame chometz. There was a havamina without this posik, without the posik of machmetzes, that nischametz machmas dover achel, nischametz ayde shimre yain, it should never teiris chometz. This is not, without a posik, would say, it is not chometz. Now, could be the shaila is, what is the posik telling us? So it could be that is the machloikis, Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda. That Rab Shimon held that if you need a posik, so because this is not the same chimutz of this is not chometz, this is machmetzes. No, the posik is coming to tell us that machmetzes is also water. So you need a lav to tell us, ko machmetzes lo yisai chayl. So you have to have a bezundere lav to tell us that machmetzes is, there's also a lav. Rabbi Yehuda could be held that machmetzes is megale, that this is bechlal chometz, so you don't need a lav. I know that chometz is also. I would think that machmetzes is not bechlal chometz, so that's why a shini aloshin is sufficient, but you don't need a new lav. That's why according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's enough a shini aloshin without an extra lav. Now let's go a little further. That was the drosh of kol machmetzes. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Minole. Now, Rabbi Shimon had said that the Loyei Ochel Chometz, you need to tell me that in Mitzrayim was only Noyeg Yoimech, Loyei Ochel Chometz Hayoy. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Minole, Yiboy Yiseime B'desombach Loyei Hayoy, Fakel, Tizalav Loyei Ochel Chometz, and from the Smiches Shiloh Naranudin, that in Mitzrayim was only Noyeg Yoimech. Yiboy Yiseime Osmuchim Loyei Dorish, and Mechlali doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Zogt Rashi, Viboy Yisemos Muchim Leidorish. Now, Pesel Tam Shanogo by Easter Chometz Leyemech, and Lame Yoko Chometz Summer Hayem, at the Yachel Yoko Chometz Ayem, Boy Yisemos Muchim Leidorish, have you the Elabe Mishnah Tayre Lachut, Vachishmini Lebe Perkama de Yabomis, Hilkach Les Leider Rabbi Yisi Aglili. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Omamal, minay loichel chometz mishay shoy solomay lo shoy bebeloy sasem. Shnem aloy soichel olav chometz dibre Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda learned that this pasuk was going on. Chometz mishay shoy solomay lo bishas shchitas hapesach. Omale Rabbi Shimon, chiev shaloy makim leikvar nem aloy soichel olav chometz shiva shomim toichel olav matzeis. So it seems there's a hekish between chometz and matzah, and b'shoah sheyeshni b'kum achil matzah, yeshni b'bal teichu chometz. What is pshat in the hekish? The hekish is that the matzah is megala, that the isel chometz is only mishetechshah. Rabbi Yehuda shape komilei Rabbi Shimon. In fact, the Gemara, so b'zei Rabbi Shimon, fact, are very good. Rabbi Yehuda Amalach Ahu Lekoivai Choiva Afilu Bizman HaZehu Da'os. Rabbi Yehuda says that no, it's Pumfakel. Not that the Hekish is telling us when the Zman of Issa Chomet starts. No, Pumfakel. The Hekish is telling us that the Mitzvah Aseya Vachilas Matzeh is Noyeg Afilu Bizman HaZeh when there's no Achilas HaPeis. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Lekoivoi choiva, Hai shiva shomim toichel olav matzes, Lav la akushi isel chomet le mitzvas achilas matzes. Not it's coming to tell us that the isel chomet is chal when there's a mitzvah to eat matzes, and that means isel chomet is first is chal balayla, Elo la akushi achilas matzes la zores chomet. To tell us that the mitzvah of achilas matzah is noyig when one is not allowed to eat chometz. Likvoya achilas matzah choyva ledoyreis. To tell us that there's a mitzvah of achilas matzah ledoyreis. Kolz man shu muzar ala chometz. Vafilu bizman she ain pesach. Afilu when there's no kolben pesach. Deloy teim al matzis umroirim yechluksiv. You shouldn't say. The mitzvah of matzah was written by Kolben Pesach. You should eat the Kolben Pesach with matzah morer. Ike Pesach, mechayev achilas matzah, ve'iloi loi. So therefore the Pesach is telling us that no. Aloi seichel olav chomet shiva shomim teichel olav matzah, that whenever there's an iser to eat chomet, there is an issa, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. So a meila, since there's an issa chometz bizman hazeh, what then there's an issa, there's a mitzvah sachilas matzah bizman hazeh. So that is how Rabbi Yehuda used the hekish. He used the hekish that chometz is megala on matzah, that mitzvah sachilas matzah is noig bizman hazeh. Frag the Gemara of Rabbi Shimon lekoive choive mino. How does Rabbi Shimon know that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah bizman hazeh? And for the Gemara, not claim it be'erev toich lo matzah. It says the pasuk be'erev toich lo matzah. That's an extra pasuk. So this pasuk is coming to tell us that afilu bizman hazeh is not kolben pesach. It's also a mitzvah to eat matzah. Rabbi Yehuda. Hi, Rabbi Yehuda is right. We have an erev toich lo matzah. So why do you need this hekish of shivishem toich lo matzah? I need this pasuk for a tomei v'shahoya b'derech achoik. That what? That brings a Pesach sheni. Sal kedai tachamin hoyel b'pesach lo yeyochel. Since he won't eat a korban Pesach, a Pesach Rishon. Matzah Mora nami loy nechol, so it shouldn't be mechuyev to eat Matzah Mora. Kamash Malon, that's what the Pesach tells us, that no, that even though he doesn't eat the korban Pesach, he eats Matzah Mora. So be'erev, toich lo matzis is coming on a tomei v'derech rechoike, and bizman hazeh, we know from the Hekish. V'rab Shimin, tomei v'shohoye v'derech rechoike, lo yitzterech cho, you don't need a pasuk for a tomei v'shohoye v'derech rechoike. To loy gora mei orol u'ben necha, just like an orol u'ben necha who don't eat a korban Pesach, Achaye b'matzamor, d'chsi v'chol oru lo yoichol boi. So we have a meat, boi who ain't a oichol, aval oichol b'matzamor. So memeilus, so just like an oru and b'necho, even though they don't need a korban Pesach, they eat matzamor. So who adin, a tomi nederech achoike, also I would know they eat matzamor. So therefore, the be'erev teich lo matzis is coming for bizman hazeh. Rabbi Yehuda, Ksiv Bahai, or Ksiv Bahai. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, you need a posik for, this is Mahlekes HaRishen, you need a posik, or if you don't need a posik, the Torah wrote a special limud for Tomei and Derech HaChoyken, a special limud for Orel Uben Eichel. Zogt Rashi. Bo'erev Toich Lomatzis, so I know already that you should eat with a korban Pesach, so it's coming b'sman hazeh. So Rabbi Yehuda uses this for tomei shebedercha chayke. She'af al pi she'ein ayoise pesach chayev b'achilas matzis. Chayev b'matzis. I would think loy nischayev. He's not mechuyev tzidik, since he's potter from the korban Pesach. Oru shemeisoy ochiv machmas mila. That means he's not a ben necho. He's like this. If the mezid, he wouldn't be mal himself. So that's a ben necho. So that's why Rashi says no. He's an onus. He's not allowed to mal himself. Afal pikein is also bekolben pesach. Ben necho mi or meshumet shenisnakru maisov laoviv sheba shemayim. Not l'chol ha'teire. Now, what exactly Rashi means, we'll see in Tosfos. Ksiv v'hai orul u'ben necho, u'ksiv tomei v'shoi b'derech ha'choike, v'leichol matzis, v'af al-gav d'motzi yalef mine, even though you could learn one from the other, so Rashi v'ais Tos, Rabbi Yehuda, there's also a way that you could learn one from the other, hilkech itzter ha'keshe l'koi v'choive. So therefore, you need a hekesh l'koi v'choive, בזמן הזה. Now Rashi says, ומקרוי אחרי נטובה. So Rashi says, oh, there's a bunch of other פסוקים. כגוין שיבה שיומים מעצו יסטייחלו. וכגוין מעצו יסיוכל השיבה סיומים. What do you do with these פסוקים? So Rashi, לא ינעת כלי כבי יש חויבה. תהנו לב חויבה נינו. These פסוקים is not a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to eat מעצו 7 days. אלו מעצו יאוכל ולוי חומץ. Rashi says this pasuk is coming to tell us this is an iser asay. The pasuk is telling us shiva shomim toichol matzis, you should eat matzis. Not this is a mitzvah to eat matzis. This is the bakanta, machloikis. This is the goyim, and this is Rashi. The goyim told us a mitzvah kiyumis al kaponim. Shiva shomim toichol matzis. If you eat matzis 7 days, you makayim a mitzvah kiyumis. And Rashi holds there's no mitzvah whatsoever. The pasuk is only coming to tell us an iser asay. Matzah, if you're eating dough, it should be matzahs v'loy chometz. L'natle kviyas choyve, danu lav choyve nino, ala matzahs yeyochel v'loy chometz. V'imrotza lizein shaloy mi chometz, shaloy mi matzah shuz b'yodai. V'teida, da bekulu ksiv eshiva sayomim. By all of these pasukim for 7 days, v'choyve es matzah ene la elarishin, gilafine beperik basra. So memele, so kochach, this pasuk is not coming to tell us mitzvahs, because there's no mitzvah whatsoever. This pasuk is coming to tell us an iser asay. Avol meyahu kro. Now Rashi got stuck a little. If that is so, that the psukim of shivas yomim are not speaking about a mitzvah saseh, so now we have to understand Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that the pasuk is coming to be makish matzah to chometz, just like chometz is noyig bismanazeh, so matzah is also noyig bismanazeh. Now, what is this pasuk? Lo yisoichel olav chometz, shivash yomim toichel olav matzah. So this pasuk is also a pasuk of shivash yomim. So how do you learn out from this pasuk that v'layla rishin is a chayvat eat matzah bismanazeh? So Rashi, aber mei Yehu kro nafkalon choyves laylo horishin. Vidachsiv lehekeshe gabi Pesach. Vidachsiv toichel olof matzis, the deray is from the olof. The hekesh was written on the olof, toichel olof matzis. Ki Pesach laylo horishin. When you're eating the korban Pesach, you should eat matzah. Is some emailis al pashtin de kro shivas yomim toichel olav. Let's forget about the shivas yomim. But we have here a toichel olav. Toichel olav means bishas. The zinyan of shivas yomim, the zinyan of toichel olav. So the toichel olav matzah means when you're eating the korban Pesach, you should eat matzah. Ki Pesach laila rishon. So memela toichel olav matzis really means that when you're eating the korban Pesach, now the hekish is going that this toichel olav is applicable afilu this no olav afakesha shaloi bisman Pesach lelaila rishain. So the hekish, because of the olav, which is speaking about zman achilas haPesach, so on the toichel olav we learn out that this is noig bisman azeh from the hekish to chometz. Afakesha shloi bizman Pesach, lelaila rishon. Ani akesha lekoiva ichoiva bizman azeh. Vahani olav lemeimer de kviyas choiva de hekesha lav lechol shiva elo lelaila rishon. The whole hekesh is where the bemakesh the teichel olav to the leisechel olav chometz. Zok toisvet. Ve'idach nafkalei me'be'erev toich lo matzis. Teimelari. So me'mele, we have here, erev toich lo matzis is going on bizman hazeh. And then we have other psukim for tamei, da'chachoike, and orul, and benecha. Teimelari, de'be'ekame de'kdusha nafkalon bizman hazeh, b'moish ve'isechem. A different pasuk go, d'chsiv gabei matzah. Fahainu the loike chat, a psanulimut. Vaitem la ravacha bayak disle bishili arbe psochem matzah bizman azeh de rabona. The dorosh osam le kuli koi kroi de loike cholatanoi. So what's he going to do? He's an amoire and he dashes faket from this tanoi. Kol oru lo yoichel boi vachol benecho lo yoichel boi. Boi u eini oichel aval oichelu bematzah moed. Payment. Gabi ben necho, shehu muma, amai itzach kro. Pshite shechayev lechol matzah, to chayev bechol mitzvahs amuras beteure, is mechuyev in all mitzvahs. So me meile, so why do you need a posik to tell me? Vi'i kamash melon de motzi ochil matzah, not the posik is telling us he's permitted to eat matzah, apel gav de osa bepesach. Honami pshite, the otu matzah kedusha isbei, and the Pesach is not allowed to eat. But as if he's allowed to eat matzah, so why do you need a posik? Veshloima, the itztach lahecha de nishchat ha-Pesach shoho yamuma. Ve'osa tshuva. So Taisa says, you need the posik to tell us that when the shpishah shchites ha-Pesach, he was a muma. So memele, and then he did tshuva, v'osa tshuva. The aval gav le'ochel be'pesach, deine nechel elelim nuyav, mikomokim chayiv lechel matzah mo'ed. Now, dachsach mir, the shakla v'tari in Taisvis was as follows. The havamina of Taisvis, we see from Taisvis in the Teretz, that the posik is speaking about as follows. That b'shash chites ha'pesach, he was a ben nechel, אז הבן נכה זה לאו בר קורבן פסח. קורבן נכה לא יאכל בו, he's not Israel, לאו בר אכילה. So if they שכת את הקורבן פסח with הבן נכה, so the minui is nothing, so wasn't the שחיטה does not help for him. Later he did תשובה. And the lady did, nice, that's about תשובה. So at night he can't eat the Korban Pesach because it was geshochten shaloi lemnuya. So the Pasuk is telling us that I would think, since matzah, the mitzvah's matzah is a tuffle to the Korban Pesach, so since he's potter from the Korban Pesach, I would think he's potter from matzah more also. So memelis kamash malon, that he's, they schaif lechel matzah more. Now, between you and me, this is lachayre. The pasuk is very shver. So the pasuk is telling us, kol ben neichel lo yoichel boy. The pasuk is talking about that he was a ben neichel, not he is a ben neichel. We're talking about he did tshuva. Taisus makes a beautiful akimta. It's talking about he was a ben neichel. So the shchitas a pesach doesn't help for him. So even though he's potter from achilas a pesach. Could be Tosfos did not like this pshat in the kasha because that's not pashta the kroah. He's not a ben neichon. Kol ben neichon does not mean when he was a ben neichon. So Tosfos lechayre in the kasha had learned that we're speaking about before shchitas haPesach. Before shchitas haPesach, and the Torah is telling us we go over to this ben neichon. We tell the ben neichon, you know, even though you're a mumah. And kol ben neichel lo yoichel boy, but yechayev b'matzah more. So Tosfos asked a meridike kasha, do chayev b'chol mitzvah? What do you mean? He's not chayev in kol ben pesach. He's chayev in kol ben pesach also. He has to do tshuva. He's not pshat since he chose to be a mumah. So listen, even though you're potter from kol ben pesach, you know the kol ben pesach will get away with it, but the matzah more yechayev. So v'tach Tosfos, he's chayev in everything. He's chayev in kol ben pesach. He's chayev. Let him do tshuva. Because he did not tour over here. That was Tosfos' kasha. So therefore, Tosfos said a teretz. No, Tosfos said a teretz. No, we're speaking about that he did tshuva. When that's wagon in ben neichem, it was before ben neichem. Let's just learn the next Tosfos. Oru perisha kunteres, shemesu ochiv machmas mila. That so Tosfos, Rashi sang a chiddush, that even though he's an onus, it's pikuach nefoshes to be mal himself, so perhaps a person would think that's not called an oru. There's no mitzvah mila on him. It's pikuach nefoshes. Afal pikein, no, he has a shame oru, and he's posel lepeter. Leperusha is according to Rashi, posel nami betrumem. The Ba'oru Yalef Trumim he Pesach b'gzei reshova the Toisha v'socher. Whoever is also b'Pesach is also b'Trum. Behold, the Miboy Lon Hoslan Oru Kotl Malus Oichei Sheman Shol Trumim. The Gemara clears in Yevomis. What is the din on Oru Kotl? Oru Kotl means before Shmeinas Yomim. That is no mitzvah of Mila. Malus Oichei Sheman Shol Trumim. Ol Oshaloi Bizmana Peiselas Oiloi. So the Gemara clears a Shaila. Since he's an oral now, but there's no mitzvah to be malam as yet, so memela, does he have a shame oral, or doesn't he have a shame oral? For Tosfos, I have him, what was klar the Gemara? I'll bring you a raya from Esoch of Machmas Mila. He also doesn't have a mitzvah to be mal himself, it's because nefoshes. V'aval pikein, we learn that from Kolben Pesach that he's also betrumis. What the Gemara shayla? So Tosfos yesh lechalik ben shaloi bizmano de kotten shein chayv lomul ki yoytzei boy lemeisu ochav machmas mila de yoytzei boy chayom. So Tosfos says this a big chilik. That kol shmeinis yomim there's no chiyuv on anyone to be mal. So could be without a chiyuv. It doesn't have a shame oral in gan. So that means before this man there's no chiyuv mila. So there's no shame oral. But after this man, now there is a chiyev mila, but he can't be mal himself. So here Rashi holds, since there is be'etzem a chiyev mila, so that what he can't mal himself is not mafki from him the shame ol. V'teida, I'll bring you a raya, that even though be'protius is no chiyev on him, he still has a shame ol. So tumtemein oichu betrume be'perka ol, afogav de misvora ein chayev likhoya. He's not mechuyev to make an operation to be mevar of his azochel. Is who adin meisuachiv machmas mila deine oichel afal gav deine chayiv lomul.